is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 49 for Sunday, April 28th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network. Welcome.
You took that.
Oh! Did it again.
What the heck, man?
You haven't been, you didn't come up with anything last week, so.
I was going to say welcome.
Here, let's do it again. This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
I'm not talking to you now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Welcome.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm gonna put that in the show notes. I'm going to put that in bold so next time I don't.
Lisa gets to say
welcome. Lisa gets to talk here.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, spring is here.
I'm so excited.
We started the day off with coffee and talking about the show outside.
Oh, yeah, man, it was great. By the fire pit?
By the fire pit, yep.
Yep. We have some chairs. Probably in another week or two, we'll put our big patio table out there with two umbrellas, and we spend a lot of the spring and summer out there. And my clothesline is out there. I know it's totally nerdy to get excited about hanging clothes out, but I'm excited.
I'm happy that you're happy.
There you go. And once we get the table up, we can do blog posts from out there.
Yeah, I was thinking that I would surprise you and do my portion outside, but I thought there might be too much street noise and
jealousy,
kids screaming, and what have
jealousy.
You?
Jealousy. I'm stuck inside and you're outside. I don't think so. Nuh-uh.
So we had an interesting conversation this morning.
As we usually do,
regarding pens.
As we usually do. We should talk about something other than pens someday.
Food?
Yeah, we get in trouble for that. All right, so we had a chat. What did we chat about?
You don't remember?
I'm getting old.
You're getting old. Yeah, I didn't say it. this time of year, when you don't have, you know, you're more in T-shirts and shorts as opposed to during the winter when we have, you know, shirts with pockets and things like that. People use different pens in the spring and summer.
Well, that was my question. Like, what do guys do? Yeah. I mean, women rarely go without some kind of a token purse, even if it's small and it fits your wallet. You know, sunglasses and keys. And you've always got room for, you know, just to toss a pen in your purse or something like that. But what do guys do if all you've got on is a T-shirt? You know, you do that less than sexy thing of clip it inside the shirt.
less than sexy thing.
I don't know. It just, pen gets all sweaty. That's just not hot. Or do you put it in the pocket of your jeans or in the pocket of your shorts? I mean, to me, that just spells disaster and lost pen, but I was just curious. Like, you know, we were sitting outside and you just whipped out this Omas from the pocket of your jeans, and that's kind of what prompted it. Like, where'd that come from? Why is it in your pocket?
This one right here.
Yeah, I know. You're beautiful, Omas.
I love this pen.
There you have a shirt on. What do you do when it's just summer and you've got a T-shirt? So I was just curious what people do.
Might be a I don't know. It's hard to make it a poll question, but I know some people carry lesser expensive pens in the event that something happens. Our good friend Dave yesterday told me he commonly carries his Coeco Sport, which is a pretty inexpensive pen, $25. Throws it in his short pockets, and you know he doesn't have to worry about it then.
Yep.
But interesting thought. So
I was just curious.
So I don't have a set. I mean, I guess if I pulled an Omas out of my pants pockets, then I guess I don't change, I guess.
Yeah. We've got a couple people in chat saying that, cargo shorts. Absolutely. T t-shirts with pockets, but I guess my question is, are the pockets in your t-shirts as deep as the pockets in your dress shirts?
Yeah, a lot of them that I've seen are really short.
Yeah, that's
so.
Do you switch to a short pen or, you know, just curious. So.
All right. Anyway. Well, speaking of Dave,
it was good to
friend,
see him.
Yeah, a good friend Dave stopped by yesterday, and he had what was a get a drink here. a number of pens that he had found from Julie's his wife's grandparents. And so he brought them over for ID, and we had a real good time. I spent a couple hours talking about him. He had a Waterman 12 and a half vest pocket self-filler, a nice little pen. There was a Conklin pencil, what looked like it potentially could have been a Grishaber dip pen nib, or dip pen holder, with this typical smooth mother of pearl handle, but this is the one that had, it's got like little barbs coming out of it, which I never actually held in my hand. It was actually kind of uncomfortable. It's interesting that it was actually a popular style. You see them a lot, but it's interesting. Missing the nib, but interesting enough, it had their grandparents had apparently engraved something in it, hand engraved it. It looked like a fraternity or something set. Fraternity markings on it or something like that. And then he also had a sterling silver, what could have been a Heath. Oh. I wasn't quite sure. A Heath.
Did you try to buy that from him?
Dip in. You know, you can't do that. You know, it's family.
No, you can't.
It's a family piece. It was interesting. And what was cool about it was they had engraved their grandfather, I think it was their grandfather's initials, very nicely done on the top where the nib goes in. So his initials were there. Cool. And then you could kind of tell, and I think it was based on, looked like maybe they had acidic hands or something. You know, over time it had worn into the silver. And it was really, really interesting piece. Now, no nib. I can't
love those.
I can't be certain it was a Heath, but because the mark looked a little different. But it was interesting, really interesting piece. So we talked about those. We showed some other dip pens that I had.
You show them your big nib.
I did. I showed them the Bard Brothers
number shovel. 8.
Yeah, and then I compared. It was fun because I got to show them. You know, the typical Waterman 8 and the John Holland number 8, which is like half the size.
And he was here for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, a couple hours, and maybe we'll see him in Chicago on Sunday. So that would be fun.
That would be cool.
And he couldn't resist. He left with a really nice Schaefer. The intensity, because Lisa keeps talking about it.
I love my intensity. I think I'm just going to put that down as a review. I love my intensity, period.
And so it was a good time, and it was good to chat pens and chew the fat, and hopefully.
You said he was taking notes. I love it when people are like serious about getting the information that they want, and you know, writing it down or saving web pages or whatever.
Right. Well, he wanted to know, you know, when these were. When these were made and when they could have been bought, and they were all nice pens bought. And then also he had given me a Conklin Endura ring top. It was a nice lapis, really beautiful, beautiful pen. He had given it to me. Oh, it's probably going on 9 months ago, a year ago, and had a beautiful flexible nib. And he, at the time, he wasn't as into fountain pens as he is now, and I knew it was one of their grandparents. So I cleaned it up, and it was sacked, and it was ready to go. And I gave it back to him, and he was I think he was pretty surprised to see that. So,
cool.
You know, family piece. Man, family piece belongs with the family. So.
Yep. Awesome.
But speaking of Chicago.
Woo! So excited.
Oh man, I am too. This is going to be the best. I think this is going to be the best show, best Chicago show I've been to.
Wait. Well, except for one.
Well, yeah, except for one. Yeah, except
for one. For those of you who don't know, we got married at the Chicago Penn Show, so I'm thinking that that would probably be the best one you'd ever attended. Better be. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I'm totally stoked. This is my 14th Chicago Penn Show, and I haven't missed one since I moved back to Wisconsin. So
cool. This is my less than 14th. I don't know. But,
you've gone to more shows than me, so at least I have. I can say I've been to more Chicago shows than you.
That's true. Kenro is going all out, doing all sorts of cool stuff. There's an auction. I never got around to volunteering to help with the auction, which I think is safer because you're going to need some. Some restraint. And you've got the FPH stuff and Tom Zoss showing up. I'm never going to see you.
I'm stoked for those three reasons. Fountain Pen Hospital parts and let me remind you why.
Why? Bags.
Right here, bags.
Baggies.
Full of pens.
Just picture a whole table.
Yes.
6x3, 6 feet long, 3 feet wide. I think it's 3 feet wide. Filled with what are they? Quart size baggies. They're not just little sandwich bags. They're quart size baggies filled with pens.
These are actually half of what they were because I pulled out some of the pens already. But yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. And then Tom Zoss is coming, and he's helping out
Friends of the Family, I think.
Friends of the Family, a collector. I'm not sure who the collector was. It matters, but. A collector who recently passed away, who's going to have pretty much the collection is going to be there for resale. So that's going to be going to be a feeding frenzy, I'm sure. I'm not sure when he's getting there. Is he getting there Thursday night? Maybe Thursday.
Maybe.
So hopefully there's something left, and then of course the auction.
Oh my God!
Which you know, typically a lot of these auctions you go to, and there's a lot of. And you correct me if I'm wrong, but a majority of the auction sometimes seems to be very, very strong Parker and Schaefer.
Yeah. Yeah. Not as much Waterman. And yeah, you see a lot of the same type of pens.
You know, rare 51s. This time around, there's some very interesting 61s prototypes.
Yep.
Shop done things. But you know, there's a lot of stuff that's cool, but I'm not interested in. Which is great on the pocket.
Awesome. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud?
You said that out loud. There are a couple pieces. One in particular that I'm interested in. One I'm interested in, but I'm afraid if I bid on it and win, I'm going to hear about it from the community because it doesn't have a nib or a feed.
Oh my God! Do not buy a pen without a nib, please. You have enough.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm gonna show a pen, and for those who are listening to the podcast, you're not gonna be able to know what this is, but that's fine. Because I don't wanna say too much about it in advance. But there is one pen that looks very similar to this in the auction. And it's a filigree.
Well, you won an OMAS from your new Biff, John.
Oh yeah, well that doesn't count.
That does count. That's your pen from the show, and you get one pen at the auction. Don't forget, I have this rigged. Like whenever Gary Garner's doing an auction, everybody, he and John Veeley and whoever else is working the show, the auction, they know you get one pen.
He's not doing the auction.
I'll Don and Dan will listen to me. I'll cry.
Yeah,
nobody resists it when women cry. I'll just cry.
They'll listen to me too.
Because you have the money, yeah. No, I'm. You know what? That's it. You don't get any money.
You know,
and then but then you get an anniversary pen. So you get like three pens.
Well, you get an anniversary gift.
What do I get? Sarge is bringing mine. I love Sarge. All right. So anyway, so you're excited about the auction.
Yep. Yeah, there's only a couple pens I'm going to bid on.
Thank God.
But now, remember, for everybody listening, there are several Aurora pens in the auction, including the 75th anniversary, the gold-filled version.
Oh, well then, knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out. Yeah, there we go.
I'm going to bid. I want my own number.
75th anniversary, there's also another Asima, I think. And I think there was a third Aurora.
Okay. Well, I mean, those are always permanently on my wish list.
All right. Well,
the community has voted. I get Aurora, even when they're made of tires. There you go.
So you think you're going to bid on one of those Auroras?
I'm going to look at them. I'm going to look at the list. I'll look at the pens. And
I think we should bid on that 75th.
Are we drinking before then?
I might have a drink.
I think
it's going to be a long day.
Joel's going to buy me a drink. I have like a mini meeting, so yeah, there's alcohol involved. I may end up.
It's going to be a long day. It's, you know, we're going to be getting up at. Unfortunately, I have to do some work that starts at 2:30 in the morning. Or 3 o'clock in the morning, so we're getting up at 2:30 a.m. Friday morning.
Wait, so no matter when we go to a pen show, you're always awake from like 2 to 4. Either you've got that shift for driving or...
Yeah, so and the funny thing is I had to get up to do work for like... It's really going to take like 20 minutes. It's going to take longer to do the documentation than it is to do the actual work that I have to do.
So then you'll be too tired to bid.
Well, you know, so we're going to get, that should be done by 3:30. We're going to do our final packing. Of course, we'll have done the packing on Thursday night. 4 o'clock is going to roll around, you know, get everything packed up. Should be on the road by 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Get into Chicago about 8 at the Rosemont. One of the things I love is that the Rosemont is right there. I mean, you get off at the O'Hare exit and boom, it's none of this, you know, you got to drive through town. Some of these shows, you know, this is boom, you're there, done. Get off the exit. Action packed day, Friday, trading until, 5:30 that day?
I don't know. Something like that.
I guess
and then that Schaefer
I'm in charge
thing,
of the notes, yeah.
You are.
9 to 5:30. Friday. It starts on Thursday for those people that are completely crazy.
Schaefer
reception with Russell Schaefer, which I think will be interesting. That's 7 to 8.
Is there food?
Appetizers and drinks, soft drinks, provided by Kenro Industries.
Okay.
So our good friends from Kenro, our good employees. and of course, the Gregory Sachs Pen Collection is sponsoring that too. And then the auction runs 8 to 10.
Awesome.
A victory party at 10 to 11 to show off the Aurora 75th and the new overlays that we get.
There you go.
10 to 11 dessert party. So it's going to be a long, long day.
You are going to love every minute of it.
Oh, man. It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait. Let's go now.
No. And then Saturday, the show's open. Busy public day.
Yeah. Yeah, Saturday's going to be fun too.
Yeah, and then Sunday is usually slower. I'll be doing a Pens for Kids presentation, and what else?
There's going to be. Let's not forget Saturday. There's going to be 3 seminars.
Oh yeah.
The Susan Worth seminar, which is kind of, you know, it's a standard. She always gives it. How some pens can make anyone's writing look good, and how to find them. And then 11 to 12, Joel Hamilton and Cheryl Tyree from InkPen are going to be doing pen repair seminar. So if
that'll be great.
If you got questions on pens, those are the people, man. They are just
they're your peeps.
Love those two. They're awesome. And then Pendleton, our good friend Pendleton Brown, 12-1. His hot tips for your nibs seminar. So that's gonna be interesting too. So
yep.
But 9-6 Saturday, 9-5 general admission Saturday, Sunday $6. So really, you know, if you're gonna come down for a day, that's nothing. Six yeah. bucks is nothing for what you're gonna see, and there's gonna be just thousands and thousands and thousands of pens. So.
Well, except for what you bought. So there'll be hundreds and hundreds.
900s and 900s.
There you go.
So there's that.
What are you going to be looking for while you're out there with those hundreds and thousands?
Well, you just said I'm not allowed anything other than the OMAS. And, well, I get an anniversary pen.
You do. You get an anniversary pen.
Well, you know, see, there's always the problem that if I don't win anything in the auction.
That's true.
Although it's nice that it's Friday, because if you don't win anything, if you get outbid, you got Saturday and Sunday to buy.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's true.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm always looking for parts, and I think I need to pay yeah. Pay some attention. I might see if I can hunt down some more safeties this time around.
Okay.
And I've got some parts that I need to complete a couple of those. I'm like really, nibs? Really, well, yeah, I need two nibs.
You need more than that.
I need two more safety nibs.
Okay.
It's a pretty easy nib to find. But what I'm really interested in finding is a modeled hard rubber Moore safety cap. And anybody who knows how hard that is laughing on the floor right now.
You have a pen you have to find for Eric, right?
Well, I'm always looking for that Kaweco safety that he wants.
Yep.
Which, you know.
It's out there somewhere.
It is. And I've come close a couple times, but I keep finding that I found a vintage Sport piston filler. So, think of the – I don't have one handy, but the Sport size, but in a piston, in hard rubber, and it was a set. It was really cool.
All right. Well, so. But we keep looking.
We keep looking, and maybe we'll find it. And yep. There it is. So,
all right.
I don't know. You know, just the usual stuff. We'll see. I'll put a post up this week, and maybe I'll get a little more specific and try to mix things up a little bit. But we're coming home with an OMAS for sure.
Yep. I have decided to expand my collections.
Awesome.
Yep.
Wait a minute. I just said awesome. I don't know what you're going to say. Solid gold Aurora.
Ooh. No. You know, I'm not all that excited about the solid gold. I like the colors better. But ST DuPonts, I'm on a roll now because I don't actually have a collection yet. I have two.
You got two.
I have the one we got in Chicago last year, which was kind of a fluke. I didn't even look at it, bid. I was the only bidder. Rockin' awesome. And then the beautiful one I got in Atlanta from Peggy.
Yeah, that's pretty. I'm going to take some pictures of that this week and I'm remiss in getting the Atlanta pictures up, but that's going to photograph well. That's really a stunning pen.
So ST DuPonts that are thin. And then I seem to have randomly acquired some Kawakos. So I'm just going to go with that. I think now I actually have a collection of Kaweco Ices.
You know, the funny thing is when I say I randomly collect something...
They came to me. They just kind of fell in my lap. I like that. And Lamy Safaris, because I love my Lamy Safaris. So I want Lamy Safaris in all the colors.
Okay.
So there we go.
Well, is there 30 colors?
That could keep me busy for a while.
That could keep you busy for a while.
And they're pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I like that.
Five or eight of Lamy Safaris is like one of your overlays. So I could get 8 pens, and you could get one, and we could spend the same amount of money, and we'll probably be equally as happy.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with getting one at a time.
There you go. So.
All right. Well, so that's Chicago, and
yay.
That's just going to be. We hope to see a lot of you there. So if you're there, definitely stop by.
It's a pretty big show. It's been around for a long, long time, and know, the guys who run it have been doing this for a long time. So it's been at the same location for, I don't even know how long.
Well, at least 14 years.
It's always been at the Westin?
Since I've been going, and yeah, since I've been, I started going in 2000. This is my first one.
Okay.
And yeah.
In a big ballroom, no they have security, so no breakdown, which is heaven as a dealer.
Yeah.
So.
And I've, out of the 14 years, I think I've made the wrong exit about 10 of those times.
Yeah.
So I get off on O'Hare, yeah, and then I always screw it up, but I've screwed it up so many times now that I think the wrong way is right.
GPS is a beautiful thing.
Well, we got the new GPS this year.
So I know. All right, so let's see. The auction, FPH, sauce, I think we covered all of that.
Covered all that, so.
Yep.
All right. Do you got anything new on the website to talk about? Not much this week.
The same promotion is still still going on through this week? Or
Free shipping, yeah, through the end of the month. Orders over $75. International, you get a couple bucks off. So, that's going on to the end of the month. The Rhodia.
The free pad with the purchase of a pen, that ended. It was while supplies last, and the supplies are gone. I think overall it went pretty well. A bunch of people got little pads. They're cute.
So. They're cute.
Yep.
So if we didn't already have like a ton of paper, I would have said that'd be cool to get one for ourselves. Start carrying those. I think we can get those, can't we?
We can get those.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yep.
What else is going on? I guess we got some.
What?
We have. Oh, just looking at the notes and just trying to see what's next on the list. Is that it for this week?
We have a contest.
No, get out.
Yes.
I don't think we do.
I know people are listening.
Is that why they're listening?
Like, yes, they're like, pick me, pick me.
Should I? I have. I have a little something to play here.
Oh, yeah, you should play that.
So give me just a second here to get this queued up.
Let's see if I can get out our big...
Yeah, show off the stack here. Let's see what...
Stacks. We got some funny stuff. Yeah,
some good entries. I'm gonna share my screen here, and we're gonna have a special guest. Unfortunately, Pendleton could not be with us today. He is with his daughter at her graduation. So he sent along a video. And if you can see that.
I see him. What's up, Pendleton?
Hey, it's Pendleton here wishing two blue thumbs up. Congratulations to the winner of the AndersonPens.net contest. I'm looking forward to doing your Twisby nip for you. Let me know if you want it fat or skinny, but it's going to be a great Pendleton point. If you need any more information, go to my website, which is PendletonsPens.com. Congratulations.
Very cool.
So there it is. Pendleton Brown giving the congratulatory address. And you want me to go ahead and pick the number here from?
Yeah, pick the number.
Random.org.
I have them in order. So, all right. So,
and we did them again this morning. Just to so many.
Yeah, we had a good time. All right. And the lucky number is.
Hang on. The lucky number is. Hang on. Number 11.
All right. 5, 9. All right. Ooh, Don Kavanas of Texas. I
awesome.
Like those sound effects.
Yeah, they're cute, aren't they?
Yeah, that is. All right.
So what does Don have to say?
Don says, oh, it's long. He wants to win. He hasn't purchased one yet. It'd be such a waste to give it to somebody who already has one. They wouldn't appreciate it as much as he would. He was trying to decide between the 580 or a Prima. He's trying to have it be an upgrade. And, yeah, it was a cute note.
And wasn't he? I remember reading his this morning. Wasn't he the one that wrote it on our paper?
He did, and he even put the pen and the ink on the back.
Ah.
Because, you know, I really like to know what everybody uses.
We had a couple that had some really, really cool ink, and then I opened it up, and I'm like, so.
Awesome.
All right, so we got his, is his email address in there?
Yep, I know it.
Get in touch with him, and
very cool.
If you're listening, congrats, and we'll get in touch with Pendleton. We'll have that nib done for you. And you know, I was funny. I'm looking at this picture, this video of Pendleton here, and he did this for me yesterday, or on Friday. And I look at it close up. He's got a DC Super Show lanyard around his neck, and he's got a neckerchief type of thing that has like a skull and crossbones on it.
He's a trip. You should have like a Knight Rider kind of thing. That'd be cool.
So anyway, congrats, and we'll be in touch. Yep. And that was a lot of fun. So we had quite a few interesting entries. Nice calligraphy on some of them.
Oh yeah, some beautiful pictures, some beautiful cards. Beautiful handwriting. So
wax seals on some of them. One of them I thought was interesting. They did a wax seal, but instead of it being an initial or something, they actually pressed a dime in it. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Maybe he was offering to bribe us with a dime. I'll give you a dime if I win.
So, all right. Awesome. Great. We'll get in touch and we'll get that off to you as soon as we can. And
cool.
You've got some shout outs this week, I think.
I do. I have just a couple. Anyone who sent an entry, we really, really, really do have a lot of fun reading them. We'll walk to the post office, which is a couple blocks away, and then we'll read them on the way back, or we'll sit out by the fire pit and read them with a beer.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a nice way to end the day.
Yep. So anyone and everyone who sent in an entry, thank you. Peggy, I love my pen. Loving my pen every day. Pendleton, for joining us in the contest. And we're going to see him in Chicago, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to see him. So actually, what I'll probably do is I'll probably just email him this week, and we'll get in touch with Don, and he can bring us the nib.
A big, huge shout-out to our niece Cassie, who is she's either a stalker or our biggest fan. Apparently, she watches all the podcasts, and the ones that she didn't watch live, she went back and watched on YouTube, I guess.
So, yeah, all 48 of them.
That's, well, now 49, 49, so that's really cute. So
what's up, Cassie? Actually, you're probably in the chat, too, because last week
she was in the chat. Yeah. Eric and Aziza, they're still doing that no buy, which I just think is crazy, but it's almost over. So I think they're about to both go on some kind of like binge buying. So
I hope so. Did I say that out
loud? I think you did. although Eric was selling a lot of his pens recently, and some of those were very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He tempted me with more than one of them.
What?
Well,
not before Chicago, he didn't.
Oh, well, no, I know. I held back. He had that nice wall, sterling wall, which I don't have a sterling wall yet. So, and then he offered me his Mont Blanc 149.
Oh, yeah. The one that you had for the whole weekend in LA.
I had it in LA, yeah. Oh,
but didn't that have a broad nib?
It had a broad nib. I'm into broad nibs now for some reason. In fact, the new Omos that's coming our way next week has a broad nib in it.
I'm sticking with fine. That's it.
Anyway.
All right. Everyone in the chat, thank you guys for hanging out and participating. You guys are always fun. And that's about it.
Cool. That's it. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll make it short since it's nice out. And go enjoy the rest of the day, everyone. Next week, we'll be in Chicago, so we'll do the post-Chicago show probably on Tuesday. Monday or Tuesday. We'll have it up on the blog and let you know. So,
awesome.
Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email brian@andersonpens.net.
or lisa@andersonpens.net.
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/andersonpens.
We have a Facebook account, facebook.com/andersonpens.
Check out our blog, blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website, andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you after the Chicago show.
Bye.